Makos per Gimel Mishnah Ches 3:8. We start with more about the Nazir, and we'll have a few chedushim regarding how Makos work. So we said the Nazir has three prohibitions. We discussed drinking wine in the previous, any grape product for that matter. Here we have Hayam Metama LeMeisim Kol Yom. The Nazir is exposing himself to corpse tuma all day long, meaning let's say he's handling dead bodies, he's burying them, let's say in a morgue or something like that. Eino Chayav Ela Achas. If he had only one warning, if he goes and engages with multiple corpses, he'll be only on the hook for one set of makos, because, as we said before, you need to have a warning before each and every separate liability, and there's only one warning here, so that's that. Amru lo al titame, al titame. If they gave him multiple warnings, like before each and every corpse with which he engaged, they told him again, don't touch that, or else you'll be liable to makos because you are a nazir. But he did it anyways. Then each separate act holds a new violation. Like I said before, actually two sets of malchus, but the point is a new violation of a nazir engaging with a corpse. Worth pointing out here, it has to be that he sort of disengaged from the corpse, meaning he was holding corpse A or whatever, and then he let go, and then they warn him again, don't touch corpse B or you'll be unhooked for a second time, and he then touches corpse B. But if while he was touching corpse A, they told him, and don't touch B either, or you'll be unhooked again, and then he touches corpse B, he would not be unhooked for a second set, because he's still like doing the first isser, is persisting, of him exposing himself to corpse tuma with that first corpse. Okay, more says the Mishnah, now we're going to the haircutting part of things. We say, Amru lo al tigaleach, al tigaleach. If they warned him not to cut his hair repeatedly, vu megaleach, but he cuts hairs again and again and again, chayav kol achas v'achas. Each time that he cuts his hair, so then he'll be on the hook for each hair that he cuts will be another violation. So potentially, if he's warned 100 times and he cuts up 100 hairs after each of the 100 times, and he does it within the toch tedivor, a couple seconds after being warned, then in fact he'll be on the hook for 100 sets of malchus. Now, says the Mishnah further, Haya Lavush Bekilaim Kol Hayom. If he, the Nazir, or in truth anybody for that matter, was wearing an article of clothing which was Kilaim, that means it's shatness, it's a combination of wool and linen, the Torah says you may not wear such a thing. If one does, it's an Isser Doraisef, which the penalty would be Makos. So this person is wearing the same jacket or shirt, let's say, whatever it is, the whole day long. He's on the hook for one set of makos because one violation of wearing shatness. But amru lo al tilbash, al tilbash. They tell him, don't wear it, don't wear it. Vu poshet velovesh, chayav kol achas v'achas. If he takes it off and puts it on, and then takes it off, puts it on, each time he puts it on again, if it was preceded by a warning, he'll be on the hook for another set of makos. Says the Gemara, in fact, he doesn't need to take the clothing off altogether. If he simply let's say, took his head in and out of the collar or his arm and out of the sleeve, that would be enough. And even more than that, if a person is just wearing clothing at all, he's just wearing the clothing, so the fact that he put on the clothing makes it like a maisa, requires dressing. So wearing is like an active activity. And that being the case, if one simply just continues to wear it without taking it off, that's considered to be an act all to itself. So if he's warned, take that off, or else he'll be wearing shatness and subject to another set of malchus, and he does it anyways, he'll be on the hook even for that alone. That's pretty remarkable. You'll recall we said back earlier on in the perek, the basic rule that a lav she'ein bo maaseh, if you do a violation of a isra in the Torah which didn't entail some specific action, so then you wouldn't have malchus for that. So for example, if the Torah says you may not leave the meat over of a korban until the morning, and you do, so you're not on the hook for malchus because, at least one of the reasons why, is because you didn't do anything. Just the clock ticked, but you twiddled your thumbs, and it became the morning, so you're in violation. Since you didn't do anything specifically, you're not on the hook for malchus. But here we're saying that wearing clothing, since putting it on requires some specific act, and then wearing it is like an extension, like a new act, it's just an act of wearing. So even though one is not actually like sort of re-putting it on, says the Gemara anyways, that also would be, if he just failed to take it off, a new violation with a new warning would entail a new set of malchus.